New York City is facing the possibility of its first transit strike in more than 20 years. The contract for the city's transport workers' union ends on Sunday, and workers are threatening a walkout over wages. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has put in place a contingency plan, and New Yorkers are preparing for the possibility that the nation's largest mass transit system may come to a halt this weekend. NPR's Barbara Mantell has this report.
7 million people ride the city's subways and buses each day, and 7 million people are wondering how they'll get around next week if there's a strike. For those who drive, cars are a natural alternative, and gridlock the natural outcome. That's what the mayor's plan aims to prevent. Certain roads, like a long stretch of Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, would be closed to anything on wheels except emergency vehicles, taxis, and school buses. All cars leaving or entering Manhattan would have to have 4 occupants during weekdays, 2 on the weekend. And taxis would be allowed to pick up multiple passengers. Many New Yorkers might be riding cheek to cheek with strangers. At a press briefing, the mayor scoffed at the notion that such contact would be unsafe.
You will be going in a car at a very slow speed, with cars on either side of you, in front of you, and behind you.
But others are worried about safety, like cab driver Adalbert Millian, who asks, what if a crook jumps in his cab?
The passenger may share the taxi with a crook without knowing, you know, this guy is going to steal something from her or him. Who's going to be responsible is the driver.
And he won't make extra money if he picks up extra passengers along the way.
It's against the law to charge extra. Even you have to make 4 or 5 stops.
Joseph Keola drives his car from the Bronx into Manhattan each workday with his partner and his son. He'll need 1 more passenger if he's going to be allowed over the bridge during a strike, and he says he won't pick up strangers.
There's a bus stop, the express buses, so I'll probably stop by, pick up a neighbor and bring him in a car and shoot him down into Manhattan.
Express buses are privately run and wouldn't be affected by a strike. Marlon Portella takes an express bus from the Bronx each morning, and he says if there is a strike, he expects the number of passengers using his bus to double or triple.
Chances are that I'll probably have to get up an hour earlier just to catch the first bus into the city.
That would be 4:15 in the morning.
And I don't even know if that will work, because chances are the people are going to think the same thing that I'm thinking, and I might just be stuck too and wait for 1 or 2 or 3 buses. You know? And it's cold out there. I'll be waiting for a bus for a long time.
Corporations are beginning to worry that some employees won't make it into work at all, and they're beginning to book blocks of rooms in the city's hotels. But Kathleen Duffy, the director of public relations for the New York Marriott Hotels, says her hotels are going to have to save rooms for their own employees.
We look to see which employees are critical to the operation to be here Monday morning, and those employees may well sleep here on Sunday night. We may have them doubling up.
She's talking about waiters, cooks, and room attendants. Tomorrow, New York City transit workers are set to begin talks again with the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. But the two sides seem far apart on the issues of wage increases and productivity. Barbara Mantell, NPR News, New York.